USA Radio News.
Federal law enforcement busted 8 alleged members of New York crime families and 1 Long Island police officer in a crackdown against a large-scale illegal gambling racket. The New York Post reports members of those crime families allegedly used a string of Queens soccer clubs as well as a coffee bar and shoe repair shop as fronts for the operation. President Joe Biden signed the $739 billion Inflation Reduction Act on Tuesday.
We've not wavered, we've not flinched, and we've not given in. Instead, we're delivering results for the American people. We didn't tear down, we built up, we didn't look back, we looked forward.
Critics and the Congressional Budget Office said despite the name, the law does not reduce inflation. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only 2 forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Illegal immigrants are being bused from Texas to New York, and some are stepping in to help once they arrive.
The Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of New York is stepping up to help New York City in response to the surge of illegal immigrants that are arriving from Texas. Archbishop of New York Timothy Dolan describes the illegal immigrants' experience traveling to the United States and arriving in New York City.
Some of them for months have been walking from Colombia and Venezuela. Now they feel at home.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending the illegal immigrants on buses to New York City because the cities are sanctuary cities for immigrants, and he believes they should be able to handle it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And General Motors is recalling more than 484,000 large SUVs in the U.S. to fix a problem that can cause the third row seat belts to malfunction. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Fashion magazine Vogue drew the ire of Senator Marsha Blackburn for what she says is an uneven treatment of the Supreme Court's latest female justices. Blackburn told the Washington Examiner, quote, "The liberal media isn't happy unless they're attacking conservative women," unquote. Her remarks come as Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was covered in a magazine feature published in Vogue on Tuesday that stands in contrast with the media coverage granted to the justice who was confirmed 2 years prior, Amy Coney Barrett. The U.S. Commerce Department has okayed high tech for China.
With China as a top national security threat, President Biden's Commerce Department surprisingly approved almost all requests to export to the communist nation. It includes semiconductors, aerospace components, and artificial intelligence technology. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Elon Musk has dropped another bombshell, claiming he's buying Manchester United. The 51-year-old made the announcement on Twitter late on Tuesday night. Manchester United are owned by the Glazer family, who also run the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Manchester United are one of the biggest sports teams in the world, but have fallen on hard times in recent years. And Salman Rushdie is off the ventilator, but his son says the injuries are life-changing. The 75-year-old author was stabbed on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.